For just the second time in their careers, it is Mike Trout and Bryce Harper head-to-head, and the two stars put on a show in the first inning. First, it's Harper's turn facing Jesse Chavez.
Here, and here's a ball that's hit well into center field. Trout is going back, and that one is going to leave. It gets out to center. Harper's 24th homer of the season. RBI number 73. Home run number 21 allowed by Chavez. It's 1-0 Washington. Here's the next pitch, and that one is blasted by Trout in the left center. You can kiss it goodbye. Smacks off the rocks out there in left center field. Mike Trout and Bryce Harper matching home runs in the first inning. It's 1-1. Chavez has the sign as he works with a 2-1 lead, and the next pitch, and that one is hit well into left field. Going back is Revere, and that one is gone. So Rendon hits his 20th home run of the season.
As soon as Anthony Rendon got there, they pushed him out to the outfield, and then they moved him over to first base.
Here's the next pitch, and that's a liner into center field. That's an RBI hit. Harper will walk in from third base. RBI single for Zimmerman, and the Nationals are back on top. They lead it 3-2. Here's the pitch, and that is a swing and a miss. A fastball at 97 thrown by Maldonado struck him out, and that's how the inning will end. Here's the 1-2 on Albert. And this one is popped in the air into shallow left field, but it's hanging up long enough for Heisey to come in, make the catch, and the ball game is over.
The Nats hang on for the 4-3 win. Bryce Harper with a perfect night at the plate. He lacks only a double for the cycle, extending his hitting streak to 13 games to tie a career high. It was a rough start for Jesse Chavez on Tuesday, giving up a long home run to Bryce Harper in the first, but Chavez did settle in, even though the Angels would fall to the Nationals by a 4-3 final. Here is Angels skipper Mike Socha speaking about the outing of Chavez.
They have a good lineup, but I think Jesse showed if you make your pitches, you can get through it and get to a certain point. A couple pitches he'd like to have back, try to throw a front door cutter to Rendon, and that was the home run in the seventh. Bryce Harper went down and he got a pitch that wasn't too bad and hit it out to left center. And outside of that, I thought he hit his spots, changed speeds well, and pitched a good game. Definitely gave us a chance to win. On the offensive side, Mike hits a home run and Martin hits a home run and get a little action in the ninth. But in between, we just didn't do much to pressure him. Mm-hmm. Well, he's a terrific ball player, and if you make your pitches, hopefully you're gonna contain him. Seemed like every time we didn't get a pitch in a spot tonight, he hit it. And obviously the home run was big and the triple was even bigger to, put them on top. Well, he's going to go on the DL, and we'll have an announcement on what move is made. But, it could be a lot worse than it is with Cam. And so we're grateful that it looks like it's just a little sprain, and, it won't be something that's ending his season. That's good news, but we'll have a move. Talking to Cam, I think he thought he heard contact when he was running. Like Cole had swung at the pitch and started hesitated a second to look for the ball. Then he realized, there was no contact. I've got to get down and slide, and that caused the awkwardness of the slide. And Cam had tried to start sliding feet first in spring training and just didn't feel comfortable when he was stealing bases. And that's why when we saw him slide feet first, our first thought was something was out of sorts. And unfortunately, he got his leg caught under him and buckled it and, sprained his ligament.
What does it mean for your offense?
We've got an offense that's struggling to get a little bit of momentum. And when you lose a guy that's catalyst like Cam is, obviously someone's going to have to fill that void and hopefully do some of the things that Cam was doing, getting on base. You know, we've got to just keep going.
Cameron Maben had been badly slumping before Tuesday, and then the news got even worse. Following a stolen base attempt, Maben left the game with a leg injury. He spoke to the media on the possible severity of that injury.
As soon as I slid, I felt something like a little pop, and I just kind of was uneasy about it. So I decided to call a dugout for help. It was just an awkward play. I thought I heard contact and kind of looked for the ball and then realized that there was going to be a play. And just a weird play.
Mm-hmm. Sasha mentioned you don't usually slide feet first, and so at that point they thought something might have been off.
Yeah, not when I steal. I usually always go head first, but again, like I said, it was just a weird play where, you know, usually when I steal bases, I don't peek in, and I thought I heard contact, and I thought I went to look for the ball to see if the ball was anywhere around, and realized that Defoe was going in to, like, make a play, so I, you know, last minute I thought I got to get down, and just my leg kind of got caught behind me, so unfortunate, but I'm glad that the results are, you know, probably the best that they could have been.
Mm-hmm. So the 2 to 4 week recovery period, how long are you shut down until you can kind of start coming back?
I don't know yet. I'm sure I'll find out more tomorrow as far as what they want to do. I don't know, but me, I'm hoping that, you know, it's closer to the 2 weeks. I'm pretty quick healer, and just got to be positive and, you know, just stay mentally ready to get back and continue to help this team out.
The Angels try to bounce back on Wednesday behind Alex Meyer. He'll be opposed by Gio Gonzalez.